Hello, and welcome to episode 3 of the Knit to Stay Sane podcast. My name's Ellen. You can find me on Ravelry, on Twitter, on Instagram as Knit to Stay Sane. It is Friday the 24th of January, and I'm sat in the house. It's 6:30 in the evening, and the boys are out, so I've got a bit of quiet time. The boys are out at karate. I say they're out, both out. Matthew's the chauffeur, and Ben will be kicking pads or people or whatever it is he does there. So I've got a short time. I've got about 30 minutes before they're due home. I've got some chicken in the oven cooking. So I've just sat down with a cup of tea, and I thought I'd talk to you lot for a little while. I have a cafetiere in front of me, and inside my cafetiere is some Tea Pigs super fruits tea. I love Tea Pigs. They're a company in the UK, although I do think they're now available. They're not available online everywhere, but I'm sure there are shops in the US now that sell Tea Pigs. For those of you who've never heard of them before, it's a company who blend their own teas. And they're available as loose leaf tea and also as these rather wonderful pyramids. I think the thing that makes Tea Pigs tea special is the fact that they use whole leaf as much as possible, which is why I'm using a cafetiere, because if you use a teapot, the leaves, when they swell up, clog the spout of the teapot. So a cafetiere is just great. So I'm sat there and I'm waiting while my beautiful super fruits mash a bit. I'll be looking forward to talking into that later. I'm knitting on my tulip scalloped socks. I think I definitely alluded to them last week. I did get the first sock finished and I'm now working on the second. I have pretty much written up the pattern, but I just want to double check bits and bobs before I put it up. And that's my job for next week, is to actually get that nailed down and put up on Ravelry. In review, this week's been average, really. Yeah. I'm wondering if it was a full moon, because we've had lots of crotchety people in the shop today, in the dispensary today. I've come home feeling really quite worn out. My best definitely wasn't good enough today, and that makes me feel tired and a little bit crotchety myself. So I suppose it's quite good that the boys aren't here, because having a bit of time to sit down with my knitting and a cup of tea to regroup and refocus is probably a good thing before the boys land. So, yeah, nothing very exciting has been happening in my life, but that's just the way life goes, isn't it, really? I've been baking again. Matthew's complaining that there is a hole in the baking tin because cakes keep disappearing out of it. I did explain to him that the problem with that is the fact they're disappearing down his cake hole, and there's a problem. I took some to Knit Night on Tuesday, and they seem to go down quite well, so I was really pleased with that. I'm not the most accomplished of bakers, so when people say my cakes are nice, that makes me feel a bit happy. So on the knitting front, I am preparing for Mel Knit to Stay... I'm Knit to Stay Sane. She's Emsky Knits. She's doing not a cowl per se, but a knit-along with a friend in February. Not quite sure how that's going to pan out yet, but I know it's going to be a sock that she wants us to knit. And I decided that I wanted to knit the Thanks pattern. Thanks is a pattern, I think it's free on Ravelry, and it's by Regina Satter. It's a lovely, lovely sock. With rib that moves from the edge of the foot down to the middle of the foot, and then there's like an eyelet detail that runs down the middle of your foot, with increases and decreases as across the arch, which just makes it feel so nice on your foot. The pattern is written with a heel flap and gusset, but I do. I'm sounding a bit like a, you know, a stalker lady, but I do really like this Fish Lips Kiss heel. So I've rewritten the pattern to make it fit the Fish Lips Kiss heel. I'm reasonably happy. I've knit one sock and written the pattern as I've gone. I'm reasonably happy with the tweaks that I've made, but I think I might tweak it further on the second sock, just to make the design element on the foot flow up the leg. So there's a bit of fiddling I think I'm going to continue to do. I have put a link to my PDF of my pattern alteration on my project page. The sock is on my project page, is called In Preparation. And I have linked what I've done to the sock there. I have made a comment on there as well, actually on the project page and on the PDF, that the copyright to this sock remains Regina Satter's. It's her design and I've just fiddled with it and made notes as to what I've done. So I'm hoping that with this cowl in February, that maybe whomever I'm paired with might like to knit the same sock, which is why I've made those notes. But if anybody else wants to knit that sock, please feel free to use the changes. But if you're going to credit anybody, please credit Regina with her copyright. It, you know, it's her pattern after all. So I've done that. So this week I have two half pairs of socks, and that's it, really. So actually, no, I can't really say I've even got two half pairs, because I'm sure I'd finished the first of my tulip scalloped socks last week. But one sock a week isn't bad, is it? I don't think it's bad. I think that's okay. I'm happy with that. Yeah. So, I'm happy with that. But the weekend cometh and my house is a scrowl and it does need to be cleaned. So that's probably what I'll do this weekend, is like really blitz it end to end. My Ply magazine came this week. I love it. For all those people out there who spin, if I'm sure you've heard of Ply magazine, you must have done by now, but I cannot recommend it highly enough. It is truly inspiring. It's written by people who spin. The feature authors are people who are passionate about their fibre. This issue is all about woolen spinning, and it's something that I fancy doing, but I wonder if my OCD will let me. I am an inchworm, short backward draw lady. I don't know if I can let go and make woolen spun yarn. I fancy trying it. I have to say, I do fancy trying it. So I've so far I've really just flicked through. I flicked through the magazine. There's wonderful articles on down sheep, on making rolags, on different ways to spin a bat, which is brilliant because I've got lots of bats now, because I do have quite a nasty nunoku habit. Those of you who have read my blog will have seen some of my nunoku stash. I have it by no means coughed to all of it, and I won't, and you can't make me. So yeah, I've got lots of bats from nunoku that I really quite fancy, different ways of spinning it. I tend to just strip the bat into lengths and spin that way, but yeah, there's lots of inspiration as to what I can do with it. But what I also found, and I'm flicking through now, and if I'd had any sense, I would have marked the magazine where I found it. But there's a piece written by a young man called James Perry. Yeah, James Perry. And James Perry lives in England, and he is 20 now, I think. He's been spinning 10 years and is an expert at unsupported long draw. In fact, his Etsy shop is called Long Draw James, I think. I'm going to check that when I find his page. Oh, lordy, lordy, lordy. No, it won't. That's just rude. Anyway, so yeah, Long Draw James is on Etsy, and he dyes his own fibre and sells it. I have a lot of his yarn as well. His yarn? No, I don't. I have a lot of his fibre. And it's lovely. It's really nicely prepared. Nice colour saturation. Truly lovely yarn. Fibre, and I've thoroughly enjoyed spinning it as well. What else did I like? I suppose I quite liked the... They do always do like a review on a piece of equipment. And this week it's on the a drum carder called the Mad Batter drum carder. It's an American drum carder. Retails at $750. Holy moly, said Ellen when she read that. And it's a lovely carder for making art mats. I enjoyed reading it. It's interesting to see how different people react to the same machine. Art bats and art yarns really don't do it for me. Again, I think it's my OCD, you know. Not that I'm diagnosed, but, you know, I'm quite convinced I do have it. Yeah, just having bits in my yarn. You know, even, you know, people go to all these go to the effort to put beautiful silk bits in, and I pick them out because they're lumps and they get in my way and they make my yarn lumpy. I was like, oh, I don't like it. Anyway, so yeah, I'm really quite excited to sit down and read this magazine. I devour it. This is the third issue, and the previous two, I'm in England. It takes a good week, 10 days before it reaches me. So I hear everybody else talking about their Ply magazine, and I get more and more and more excited about it. And then it arrives, and then I just want to sit down and read it. And I just, yeah, I could quite happily hole up for a few hours and devour all the information on this page. It's just beautiful. It's expertly written, expertly shot. The photographs are beautiful. So if anybody out there doesn't have it, doesn't get it yet, I can thoroughly recommend it as a magazine. It's brilliant. So I spent my lunchtime reading that. Thoroughly enjoyed it. So what else? I'm off next week. I've had some yarn delivered. It's undyed. Just super wash. Bear with me, and I apologise for any crinkling. Lots of crinkling. It is... tagless. That's useful. Oh no, it's there. It's superwash wool 75% and nylon 25%, and it's a 4-ply. Looking at it, it's got a reasonably tight twist, so I think it should be quite hard wearing as sock yarn. I would put it at a light fingering. Fingering to a light fingering, I would say, but I haven't done any wraps per inch on it yet. So I've ordered it from the Undyed Yarn Company, who you can order. It's available in the US, in Australia, I think Canada and Europe as well. And it's come, and I'm just so excited. Crinkling again, sorry. So 9 o'clock Monday morning, I shall be dropping my son off at school and then beetling on around to my friend's house for my dyeing tutorial. So I'm looking forward to spending some time with Marion, because I don't see her very often now. Well, I don't see her very often at all, really. So I'm quite looking forward to going and catching up, chatting and gossiping and dying all the things. So, yeah, so I'm looking forward to that. I'm having my hair coloured. I keep yo-yoing as to through excitement and fear. My hair has been, I mean, it's been various colours, you know, for a good few years now. But it's always been the same bit of my head that's been that colour. So I'm going for a complete reversal on the colour. I will probably Instagram the results, I would say, come Tuesday. So those of you who follow me on Instagram, you'll find the results on there. This next week I'd like to do some spinning. I know I said that last week and I'll probably say it again. But Ply magazine always inspires me. Excuse me, that tea's really hot still. Yes, it always inspires me. No, I don't tend to expire that often, but it inspires me. I wonder if I could possibly get the 4 ounces of... What is it? It is Merino 70% and Silk 30% from Wingham Woolwork. They're based in Rotherham in the UK, and it's their browns blend. So obviously the silk is the silvery white shiny goodness, and it's like a humbug colouring. There's a dark brown, there's a very red russet brown, and a various shades of chocolatey browns, really. So that's 100 grams, 4 ounces in there that needs to be spun and finished. And then I'm thinking I might treat myself to a bat. I maybe practice with it and see if I can't get something halfway decent done with some long draw. We'll wait and see. I'm not holding my breath. I may blog midweek. I may not. It depends on how my week goes. More than anything, I'm just looking forward to having some me time. I want to be able to get my house straight and just spend some time on what I want to do, really, because with the best will in the world, when you work full time and you have family, how you don't often get time for you. And I have to say, when I do, I feel guilty about it. I feel like I should be doing something for them or with them. So they're all at school next week, so I'm quite looking forward to having some me time, to spending some time with on what I want to do. So that's pretty much all I have to say for now. I'm hoping that the boy comes back from karate in one piece. Last week he came back looking very Tuesday he came back looking very shaky. He'd had the legs taken from under him and got winded. So hopefully there won't be too many bumps and bruises. It seems to be getting to be quite a contact sport quite quickly, but he's thoroughly enjoying it, and that's what matters. So I'll stop waffling, because I do get the distinct impression I'm waffling now. We're at nearly 20 minutes and I've spoken for 20 minutes on not a lot, so I apologise for that. So I will endeavour to embed this in the blog. You never know. I might find a tutorial somewhere that I understand as to how to get this to stream and feed to iTunes. So bear with me. Thank you for sticking with me through all this technical hoo-ha. And I will see you all anon. Bye-bye.